Boy, did I get into trouble a few days ago. My son had watched a show on TV about people being hypnotized and doing stupid things, and he thought it was funny, the stupid things that hypnosis makes people do. He loved it. So he pestered me into buying him a book on the subject so he could learn how to hypnotize people. And so about a week later, I came home from work, and my son, John, was in the living room with four of his teenage friends, and he was trying to hypnotize some of them. Things weren't working out very well, and he was embarrassed. And they were laughing at him and teasing him. You know how it is with teenagers. And he seemed about ready to cry, so I decided to help him out because that's what mommies do. I said, "Maybe your friends, being boys, are harder to put under the spell. Why don't you try hypnotizing me?" My plan was to pretend to be under his spell and save him from being embarrassed in front of his friends. You know, a little bit of harmless fun. So I sat down on a chair in the living room and waited while he uttered some silly stuff from the book. Just mumbo-jumbo stuff. Harmless. And then I acted all sleepy and closed my eyes and pretended to fall asleep. "Wow," one of his friends said, "it's real. You can do it." And they were impressed. Another friend said, "Make her do something." And another one said, "Make her cluck like a chicken." And my son agreed and told me to cluck like a chicken. So I did, just to show them that I was under a spell. Cluck, 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 cluck. Then they suggested other silly things for me to do, like bark like a dog, woof, 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 meow like a cat, meow, plus lots of stuff. And my son was so fucking happy that it was working that he was able to hypnotize me in front of his friends, and he basked in their admiration. Then one of them said, "Make your mom go get a drink of water." And so I got up out of the chair and proceeded to walk to the kitchen like I was sleepwalking or something. And I got a glass out of the cupboard and put it under the kitchen faucet, ran the tap, filled the glass with water, and brought it back to the living room and sat down again. I'd fooled everyone, and my son had gained respect from his friends. I was waiting for my son to snap me out of the trance when one of the guys said, "Make her dance. Make her do a sexy dance." And they all laughed and giggled and thought it was a funny idea. Well, my son hesitated and was slow in giving me instructions to do a sexy dance. Then his friends all started calling him a chicken. And so he said, "Mom, stand up and do a sexy dance." Well, I was sure caught in a quandary of my own making. What could I do? I didn't want to embarrass my son in front of his friends and confess that I wasn't really under hypnosis. And so I got up out of the chair and started wiggling my hips, you know, swaying around. And suddenly I felt everything change, the atmosphere change from silly fun to something more serious. I have very large tits, big and firm, and they were bouncing and jiggling as I was dancing around. And boys being boys, and dirty boys at that, I heard one of them shout out, "Get them tits out and play with your nipples." I panicked. This whole thing was getting out of hand and going too far. But what could I do? I was supposed to be hypnotized. And if I didn't do as I was told, everyone would know that my son couldn't hypnotize me, and he'd be teased worse than before. So I unbuttoned my blouse and took that off. And then I took off my black lace bra, which is a size 42D cup. I love my big tits, and I like showing them off. And I tweaked my big nipples. Nipple play always gets me, oh, my cunt wet, gets me excited. And see, it wasn't really me doing this anyway. It was the hypnotized me, or so I rationalized. So there I was, dancing around with my fucking big tits out and pinching my nipples, and I got all the boys excited. You know how teenage boys are. And they were there, touching their cocks through their pants, some playing with their cocks through their pockets. I hoped my son would snap his fingers and break the spell before things got any more out of hand. I mean, here it was, bad enough, a grown woman, their friend's mommy, dancing topless in her living room in front of my son and his friends, the little stinker joined the boys and instructed me to dance like a stripper and to get my clothes off. I didn't know what a bastard I was raising. I was shocked, but what could I do? I didn't want to embarrass my son. So I danced, and whoosh, off came my skirt. And I shimmied around, and I shook my ass in front of their faces, and whoosh, off came my panties. And it wasn't easy doing all this with my eyes closed, so I cheated and opened them up just a little bit so I could squint to see. I've always had a fantasy about losing control, and these young boys now had me under their control. I knew what I was doing was wrong, but things had gone too far to stop now. Besides, being naked in front of a bunch of horny teenagers excited me, and my nipples were hard like diamonds, and my cunt was sopping wet. I wondered how far my son would make me go, and I soon found out. He instructed me to lay on the floor, spread my legs, and finger fuck my cunt. So I lay down on the floor, and luckily there was a soft carpet there, and I spread my legs, but I hesitated to stick my finger inside my cunt in front of the boys. But then I thought, I don't want to expose my son as a fraud, and I've gone this far anyway. What the heck? So I took my fourth finger of my left hand, the one with my wedding ring on it, and rubbed it around my pussy lips to get it all wet. And then I stroked my clit. And then I started finger fucking my snatch with my middle finger, making sure I rubbed my clit too. My cunt was very wet. And I suppose I've always been an exhibitionist. I like showing lots of cleavage, and I often flashed my leg to show off my thigh. But this was far more than these things. This was me showing the boys my fucking dripping wet fuckhole. And I was in a position where I couldn't not do it. Besides, I liked hearing the moans and comments coming from the horny boys, and I was horny too. Then I heard someone say, I wonder if she would suck our cocks, maybe even let us fuck her. I had hoped my son would say no, but then I realized it was him who said it. Suddenly, as I lay on the floor, my eyes closed to simulate being hypnotized, my finger in my hungry cunt fucking away like to beat the band, I felt hands on my tits and my nipples being sucked. Oh well, too late now to stop anything, so I thought I might as well just relax and enjoy it. I snuck a peek, and I saw that the boys were stripping off their clothes. Even my son, the dirty bastard, was soon stripped. And I think it was him that first fucked his cock into my mouth, though I couldn't tell for sure. Somebody said, look at the slut, finger fucking her own cunt and sucking your son's prick. Fuck, I thought, the little bastard. One of the boys pushed my son away and rammed his meat into my mouth, and I sucked him. And he came real quick, and he spunked in my mouth, and I swallowed his load. I heard him say, fuck your mother's a great cocksucker, as he took his cock from my mouth, already being replaced by another young cock. Somebody pulled my hand away from my cunt, and I felt myself being stuffed by a hard, firm, young cock. Of course, all the cocks were young and firm. Ah, the power of youth. No limp dicks here, I thought to myself. I was ready to come, and I mean ready. The sound of sex filled the living room. The sound of me sucking cock. The sound of my nipples being licked. The sound of boys moaning, of me moaning from getting my cunt fucked. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, I couldn't. couldn't take it anymore, and these fucking sounds of sex drove me into a fucking massive orgasm. I don't usually squirt, but this time my cunt came like a fountain. I felt somebody slapping my tits, and the noise sounded a lot like somebody snapping their fingers, like they do to break the hypnosis spell. So I thought, here's my chance to escape the situation before it gets any worse. Though how could it get any worse? I opened my eyes and I said, what the fuck is going on here? I know, that sounds silly. Of course I knew what was going on. I was getting fucking gangbanged. Then I asked all innocent like, was I hypnotized and somebody snapped their fingers and woke me up? One of the boys said, nope, no finger snap. It was me slapping your fucking big tits with my cock and it sounded like a finger snap. They all looked worried and stopped what they were doing. Shamefaced. But with their still hard cock sticking out, so I took charge. Don't stop, boys. You have got this MILF so fucking horny. Finish what you all started. And my son looked afraid, so I said, get your cock in my mouth. Fuck me. But before you come in my mouth, I want you to fuck my fuckhole. Well, you should have seen the smile on his face. On all their faces. They couldn't believe it. Bottom line, I was fucked in my mouth at least twice by every boy there, and I swallowed loads of cum, and they all fucked my sloppy snatch many times. I had cum everywhere, and I mean everywhere, all over me, the carpet, the couch, from when the boys were wanking their dicks. And the great thing about young boys is they come quick, but they recover and come often. I must have come about 5 times myself. I had begged them to fill my fucking cunt with their spunk, and then I'd suck their cocks clean. I was a cock-hungry cunt, and I was fucking slutty, their slutty cum-dump cunt, and I loved it. And every boy there, including my son, had fucked and shot at least one load into my face and my mouth, and then a couple more cum loads into my soaking, sloppy, cum-filled cunt. It was time to end the gangbang. I invited the boys to come back soon, but next time, no hypnosis. I wanted to simply enjoy sucking and fucking all of them and get my cunt filled, and they happily agreed before they left. It was time I had a long talk with my son, but that would come later, since now it was time for both of us to shower and wash away all the cum and cunt juice before I fixed dinner. And then after dinner, I told my son that I wanted him to eat my cunt. I was always horny, and I wanted more. I wanted more fucking, and John wanted more of me, too. I love sucking his cock. Oh, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck my mouth. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love sucking your cock, John. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, baby, do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your pre-cum tastes so good, baby. I love sucking his cock as he slides his cock through my tit tunnel and fucks my big, fat, juicy tits as I lick up his pre-cum. I told my son I liked it rough, and so he stopped tit-fucking me and started to fuck my mouth just like I wanted him to fuck my cunt. So he scooted up further on my chest, sitting on my tits, his balls hitting my chin as he fucked his big, hard, young cock into my mouth and down my throat. Oh, yeah, son. Oh, your cock is so big in my mouth. It feels like I'm so good, baby. Yeah, I love that. Oh, yeah. Oh. he dumped a load of cum into my slutty, cock-sucking mouth, and I swallowed it. Every fucking drop. Then he slid down my body and started to eat my sweet cunt as he reached up and twisted my nipples. I was fucking hot, and my cunt was ready to come. He said, "I'm hard again, Mom. Can I fuck you again?" "Of course you can fuck me, you silly goose. Drive your young prick into my hungry cunt. My cunt wants your cock and your spunk." So he fucked me balls deep to a big cum, and then he dropped his load into my sloppy, wet gash, and we were both happy and exhausted. I thought to myself, I'm glad my husband is going to be away for another week, so my son's friends can come over again and fill this mommy's married cunt with their cocks and cum. And when they're gone, I'll still have my fucking horny son to look after my needy cunt. Then I opened my eyes and looked out the window, and there was my horribly gossipy neighbor from across the street, Gladys Kravitz, staring at me through her binoculars.